Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome, everyone, to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the dean and founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. And I have I'm calling to you live this week from Arlington Heights, Illinois, where we're expecting an ice storm. So yeah. I'm hoping things get over with quickly. And I have my co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady, with me today. Rhonda, are you unmuted, I hope?
Yes, I unmuted myself. Hello there, Gina. Sorry to hear you.
Hello there. Yesterday morning I woke up with the back of my cast on my broken ankle, having rubbed my leg so badly, it literally cut through the skin, and I had blood everywhere when I woke up. Had to leave partway through the show and go back to the doctor and get a new cast on that's a little bit looser than the one that I have.
I should say absolutely so. No kidding. Wow.
Boy, the control panel sure changes when you become a premium host, doesn't it?
Well, not to mention that we have three guests today who are part of our show, which is about License to Dream, because we have three co-authors of the book. So those three hands raised are our three ladies, and I think they might have brought some friends with them, and whoever else we brought with us, I think it's just fabulous.
Oh, well, I've been looking forward to the show today. I can't wait. What a great topic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it most definitely is. And, it's a perfect topic. And you know what's really cool, I just love how things just fall into place when you open yourself and you say, okay, this is what we're creating, this is what we're doing. Things fall in this natural, beautiful rhythm. When you relax into it, magic happens all over the place, doesn't it, Gina?
Well, it's amazing because we started out at the beginning of this year with our first show talking about creating your vision for 2011 and talking about what that meant and how you would do that. And at the end of that show, we started getting into this topic of finding the beliefs that are keeping you stuck where you're at. So last week, we came back and focused on that topic and brought in some of the best of Relationship Marketing 101 and played the recording from the John Horacherin show that had happened in early 2010. And now today, this is the next logical step in that discussion of creating your vision, License to Dream. It couldn't be a more perfect time to have these ladies as our guests.
I'm so glad. You know, it's like there's this grand conductor just up there making everything so perfect, and it was really cool. I encountered one of the ladies we're going to be talking to, Christy Lee, because she is part of Send Out Cards, and so am I, and she reached out with a message that I responded to, and I heard that she was an author of a book, talked to her and went, oh my gosh, need to have these people on the show. Didn't even know exactly what her book title was and all that at the moment when I made that, and then it was like that perfect title, it just slides right in there, the dream. I just love it.
Well, you know, we always say there are no accidents in this life, right?
Of course not. No, there are no accidents. There are no coincidences. It's just all about being open and being aware and really stepping into what is going to be that perfect next step. So it's just beautiful. Let me introduce these ladies, shall I?
Yes, that would be great. Thanks, Rhonda.
Okay, so these three ladies that we have, I see that they're unmuted, so we see that they're here, and their book is called License to Dream. So I'm going to introduce to you these ladies and introduce to everybody. So Judy O'Higgins is one of them. She has a rewarding career as a woman's counselor for 25 years. She was introduced to a network marketing company in 2005, and she went on to match her counseling income after only 2 years, and so she was able to retire. And today, she helps her team of over 5,000 people to reach their goals and dreams through network marketing, and she, of course, is co-author of License to Dream. Okay, so that's one of our ladies. Our second co-author, Christy Lee. Christy Lee is the person, I've never met the other two, but I have met Christy via the phone, and Christy has over 20 years of corporate experience in marketing and in retail, including negotiating for 2,300 food and drug stores in 38 states with companies that you would recognize, like Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, Maybelline, and Revlon. And so her many strengths include her leadership, training ability, retail and marketing and consulting abilities, and with various businesses. She is a director of marketing for Bridging the Gap Consulting and currently serves vice chairwoman for the board of directors of NAAP, the National Association of Asian American Professionals. Excuse me. Our third guest is Karen Palmer. Karen was born and raised in Arizona, where she married her high school sweetheart. Oh, how cool is that? She completed her education at NAU, and today Karen is a stay-at-home mom of three children, ages 4, 6, and 8. In addition to her network marketing business and writing, Karen is a part-time English professor, and she loves the opportunity that network marketing provides for financial security and freedom. Her passion is to help women find a balance between pursuing their dreams and being present in their homes and families. So welcome to Relationship Marketing, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, it's great to have all of you here.
It's great to be here.
Now, let's see if I can get the voices with the names. Which voice is Judy?
That's me. I'm Judy.
Hi, Judy. Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Thank you so much.
And let's see, our second voice is Christy. So, Christy, let's hear your voice so I can find you.
Good morning, Gina and Rhonda. Thanks so much for having us on your show this morning.
Fantastic. And Karen, let's hear
Hi,
your voice.
This is Karen. Thanks for having us on the show this morning.
You're very welcome, and it's our pleasure. So tell us a little bit about how you ladies got together and started the License to Dream book.
I don't know who's
Anybody
want to
tackle that one?
I would be happy to. This is Judy. I would be happy to. It was originally my idea, and then it just took off from there. And what happened was, in 2008, I went to a seminar, and I became aware during that seminar that perhaps I had a message to send out about how to build a network marketing business, since I'd already had some success in it. But I wasn't really on fire about it. And then 90 days later, the economy started tanking. And my original thought was, well, I have been able to retire from my career, so there's probably other baby boomers out there who are in the same boat I was, which was working, but couldn't save enough money to retire through their job or their business. And that was my original idea. But then when the economy started going down, then all these other things start happening, like people started losing their jobs and their homes. And I thought, well, this isn't just for baby boomers. This is for women or people of all ages. So what I did was I took my idea and I handpicked these other two ladies that are on your show this morning, who are both incredible women and amazing leaders. And they both have different lifestyles from me. They're both younger than me, and Christy has a corporate America background, and Karen is a stay-at-home mom. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be great if we could have three different lifestyles included in one book so it would speak to women of all ages and all backgrounds? And And I really got serious about it because of what was happening all around me, and I saw people just struggling so much with what was going on. And I thought, we got to get this out there. So that was the beginning of the book.
Oh, what a great story.
Love it.
Well, thank you.
And did you know your co-authors when you started this, or did
you literally
find them?
No, no.
Okay.
I knew them. I hand-picked them out of hundreds of people I could have asked, because Christy and Karen are both amazing women, and they're both very, I just knew that they would be the perfect two people to partner with me, and I'm so grateful they both said yes.
Oh, yes.
So, Christy, in our show notes, Rhonda says, while at first they intended to write a how-to book, inspiration showed Christy that they needed to add something more. What's that something more that License to Dream includes?
Actually, it was a really interesting story. Judy and I share a huge passion for animals, and she had invited me to stay with her over a weekend in Utah at the Best Friends Animal Sanctuary. So here we are, and just surrounded by red rocks, and our back door opened up to a pasture with horses, and we're right in the middle of our manuscript, and we're both sitting at the kitchen table, and I got this huge prompting on my heart. I knew we had a great book with the content, but something said to me, you know what, this is a great how-to book, and there's a lot of how-to books out there in the marketplace, but I think what would mean even more to our readers would be to share personal stories of the fires that we've all walked through that make us who we are today. And so I shared that with Judy, and I said, you know, here I'm getting this really strong prompting, and typically I'm a very private person. I don't like having all of my personal stuff out in the street, I guess is what I would say. But I got a really strong prompting that was something that people needed to hear. Because a lot of times people will look at us when we're doing presentations or networking and say, wow, I could never do what you do, because they see who we are today. But if we give people a glimpse of what we've walked through, I think it's a lot more authentic, and being transparent with people is a lot more relatable. And so that's where all of that started. So the three of us, started writing our personal stories of what we've walked through to shape us. And one of the things that I shared in that story was that I was in an abusive marriage for almost 17 years. And that's not something I normally say in a crowd or on a platform, but that's something that just spoke to me that people needed to hear.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, it is. And it caused you to step outside your comfort zone in a big way, Christy. I don't know if the other same is true for the other ladies, but from what you're saying, you're not one that would normally just share. And that's a very personal thing. It's different from what flavor of ice cream do you like, clearly, right? So
it is, especially coming from an Asian background, especially in the Asian community.
Right.
You that is not something that's done. You don't. When people ask you, how are you, it's fine. I'm doing fine. Even though your life might be in chaos, you're doing fine. Because you don't bring shame on the family, quote unquote, when you share personal things like that. And so as a result of sharing this story, just even from our book being published in November, it's allowed me to be blessed to connect with a lot of women that I speak to in groups now, where they're pouring their hearts out to me, and I feel very blessed that I've been able to be in their lives like that.
So it was tough. It's turned out to be a real blessing for you. Karen, what about yourself? You are the mom, and how has adding your story to the book changed your experience?
Well, I think part of when Judy asked me to do this series of books with her, that idea of reaching out to other moms was really important to me. I was leading a Bible study at the time, and the lady who was leading the Bible study with me had asked the gals, okay, if you had all the money in the world if money were not an object, what would you do? And every single one of them said, I would stay home with my kids. And that was right about the same time that Judy asked me to join her in this journey with the books. And so that was really my passion, is I know that there are a lot of moms out there who just, their hearts are just aching to be home with their kids. And so sharing my story and how I'm able to stay home with my kids because of network marketing, because I started a business, that is really important to me, because it's just hope. Because these women, they just don't see any hope. They're always going to have to work. They're going to miss out on their kids' lives. And it's just heartbreaking for them to think about that. You know, and our society just says, it's okay, just go to work. That's what you're supposed to do. But in their hearts, they just want to be with their kids. And this is truly a way that they can use their talents and the gifts that God gave them, but and be home with their kids. So they can make more than a living. They can get financial freedom, but still be the mom that they want to be. And that's how sharing my story has impacted me with this. It's just that opportunity to share that and to spread the hope.
I didn't want to step on you there, Rhonda, so I'm going to let you go ahead.
Oh, no, that's fine. So as your book has come out in November, and Christy was talking about these various opportunities to touch women. So let's go back to Judy, and I'd like to hear from you about sharing a story in this book. What did you first think when Christy said, hey, I've got this big prompting? Obviously, you said yes to it because it's, you know, the book is there. But how does the actual sharing of your story impact your own life as well as that of others?
Well, first of all, I'd like to just commend Christy, because when she first shared the idea with me, I already knew her story, and I knew everything that she just shared with you, because we're good friends, and I knew what a courageous thing that was for her. And I want to just say in front of everybody listening, Christy, I so commend you for sharing your story. That took a lot of courage, and by doing that and stepping through that, you are helping so many women, and I'm just so proud of you. So I just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And when we sat there at that table at that wonderful place in Utah with all that great energy, I got busy and I started writing as well. And really, being a women's counselor for 25 years, I have heard so much from women. I've worked with so many, well, I guess we call them issues in the business, but I know the things that women struggle with on a daily basis that men don't necessarily. Sometimes they do, but not as much. And I'm talking about things like depression. I'm talking about not feeling worthy, low self-esteem, having to look good because you don't feel good enough about yourself inside, and thinking if you look good on the outside, that's going to make up for your inside. Just a lot of roles that our society puts women in. For example, having to be the nice girl and never saying no or never getting angry because it's not considered, you know. So having worked with things like that with women for a long time, I know that they bring issues like that into a business like ours as well if they haven't worked on them or not aware of them. So another thing we did is after Christy and I wrote out our stories, we began to talk with other women in our company, and these are leaders. These are not people who just casually joined and thought maybe they could make a little money. These are actual leaders, women leaders in our company. And lo and behold, they had the same issues. And some of them were willing to share their stories briefly, and we were able to include them in our book as well. And I think that makes it so personal for women. And I think really that's what, in a way, sets us apart from the other how-to books about network marketing. First of all, we're one of the few that's that's even directed at women, but number two, those stories make it so personal, because I know almost every woman reading it will relate to at least one of them.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I'm known as story lady, so there's no doubt that I love stories, and there is nothing that unites people like a story and sharing of the stories that you have from your experience. It makes people feel less alone and just really shows us how much we are all one.
Well, that's
so
exactly
I'm
right.
Glad prompting.
Well, thank you. And that was exactly our focus, that if a woman was reading this book and said, oh, here's someone who is successful and she went through the same thing I'm experiencing, that's going to give them the courage to keep on going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So that's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about...
Before you do that, Rhonda, there's a subtitle on the book, Every Woman's Guide to Financial Freedom Through Network Marketing. I haven't had a chance to read License to Dream yet, but in the book, does it share not just inspirational stories, but a little bit of what that means for you to become financially free through network marketing and how to do that?
Yes, it does.
Oh,
outstanding.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Go ahead, Christy.
It's really
Would
great.
Like
in
to...
fact, they use the car metaphor throughout, and so each chapter has that kind of a feeling, you know, of putting on your seatbelt and getting your GPS in order and those kinds of things. So it's definitely the how-to is all there in very specific terms. But I do agree the stories will set it apart because there are, you know, plenty of how-to books in the world, but they don't all connect with people in the way that this book I know will.
And
well, I know I'm anxious to read it.
And
sorry,
this is
go
one
ahead.
Of the things that we really believe in. We've all coached with one of our one of the best sales coaches, I believe, in the world today, Eric Lawson, and Judy and I and Karen have coached with him for going on 4 years now, and these are time-tested, proven techniques that we learned from him and a few other people, and we've put into practice into our own businesses over the last several years. So we wanted to give somebody something that they could pick up, and it wasn't going to be theoretical. It was going to be an actual practical guide that they can pick up and use and apply immediately and see results in their business.
Yep. And that makes a huge difference that these are time-tested and proven types of things. So that's always good, because then when people do decide to take up and do the various activities, they know it's not just something you guys whipped up, and it is really that you've learned and that successful people have used to build their business.
That's right. And one of the things that I think makes the book as powerful as it is all three of us are just, if you don't mind me saying this, Karen and Christy, we're just ordinary women. We're not unusual from women who become entrepreneurs and start their own business. And so the fact that we have applied these principles and we've had success, I think hopefully that will inspire other women. My greatest desire from someone reading this book is to read it and think, oh, I could do that. I could do that. If they did it, I can do it. And if that's what happens, I'm going to be thrilled.
Well, that's what I love about the book.
Between
the inspirational stories and the how-to, the fact that you guys are just ordinary women really says that anybody can do this. You don't need some special skills or some special knowledge or thousands and thousands of dollars to get started. Anybody can really do it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All somebody really needs to do to achieve the type of results that we're talking about in the book is really just to bring their own desire. That's really what it comes down to. Their results will be equal to their desire and their passion for their why in their life, of why they're wanting financial freedom and really generational wealth. It's not just in their lifetime, but something that they can pass down to their children and grandchildren.
Awesome. Very good. So what kinds of things have, and I love that it's just, you know, that you do say that you're ordinary people and anybody can do this, which is one of the beautiful things about network marketing, and it does give people a system or a trail of breadcrumbs to follow. So share with us a little bit of some of the things that have happened since your book came out. You know, what have you been speaking? What kinds of things have you been doing in terms of getting the word out?
Christy, would you like to start?
Oh, fantastic. I'd love to. We launched our book in November 19th and 20th in Las Vegas. And we were fortunate enough to have our Send Back Cards company launch that at our company event. And so we had over 600 people in attendance. And so our book got a huge splash. And as a result of that, people, men and women both, some were coming back the next day and saying, I read it overnight. It was fantastic. And this was a man standing in line behind me, tapped me on the shoulder and said, I read your book last night, and I love it, and I can't wait to share it. One of the things that have happened is we've got, in our own teams, women and men saying, I'm sending this to all of the women on my team. The other thing is, outside of Send Out Cards, in December, I was invited to speak to a women's networking group, which of about 25 women. And again, using my story and being more bold in sharing my personal story. Because the other flip side of that was that not only was I, 4.5 years ago, was I going through a divorce after deciding to leave that abusive marriage, but my corporate career of 20 years was also moving out of state, and I decided not to take that move. So my corporate career and personal life were both up in the air, so to speak. When I share that story with women, as a result of that, a few came over after the talk that I did, and several people bought the book, but a couple of women in particular wanted to meet with me over coffee, and I met with them in 2- and 3-hour conversations each, and they just poured their hearts and souls out to me. And there was a need from that group. They wanted me to create a workshop series to teach the skills that I talk about and that we talk about in the book. And so I've created a 4-part series starting next week for this group of women to teach them sales skills. And some come from so many different backgrounds. They've never been exposed to that selling is service. Selling is not something slick like we think about, that's pushy or aggressive like a car salesman might treat you. It's really, when you get into the mindset of serving somebody, it's a completely different mind shift. And when you teach somebody that, you can see their whole paradigm shift open and change. And that's life-changing for people, and that's the thing that I find most gratifying. So it's turned into a speaker's invitation to a 4-part workshop series, and then one of the women wanted to buy an hour of my coaching to share with one of her friends that's in network marketing as a Christmas gift. So that's just some of the things, and then we'll be speaking in front of the Arizona Small Business Association in March. So it's just opened up a whole other avenue. It's just what we've been looking for, is to touch people on a much grander scale and on a quicker scale than doing it one-on-one.
Love it. So I have to ask a couple of things. With this speaking engagement that you're doing, Christy, are you going to record that so that you can then reuse that same seminar with other people?
Yes, I'll be videotaping that, and that way we will be able to duplicate that and share that and be able to share it either CD sets and or via YouTube videos or things like that.
Awesome. That's really great, because you might as well get the most use out of it as possible, the most mileage, so that you're able to touch more lives with less effort.
Yes.
Awesome.
I want to jump in here for a minute. You ladies have a blog on WordPress.com. I created a redirect to make it easier for people to get there. If you go to askggg.com/dreamblog, askggg.com/dreamblog,
that's the blog. And is that shared by all three of you, or is that just one of your blogs?
Karen, do you want to answer that?
Sure. Yeah, we all three post throughout the week. So you'll hear from all three of us, all of our perspectives. I was talking to Josephine from, she does Networking Times. She's in charge of that. And she was telling me that she really loved our book, but we needed even more stories. So she suggested that we do a blog and share more stories. So that's what we're doing on that blog, giving tips, great tips that we've, you know, thought of, things, seminars that we've been to, and also just sharing stories of how we are living our lives because of network marketing, or what happens, you know, if one of our kids gets sick, what do we do, and things like that. So you get to hear more of our voices, and it's all three of us throughout the week. And I think, Christy, you sign yours, I think, and I try to sign mine, so you kind of see who's talking to you throughout the week. And then Christy puts up on there, too, you know, today's radio interviews on there. So things that we'll be doing, those get posted on there, too. So it's a great way to follow us, see what's going on with us, and also just to get some additional information and help and tips.
Is this the first blog for each of you?
Yes. For me.
Well, so I actually consider myself a bit of a blogging expert. Would you guys like a few tips on how to get better results with your blog?
Absolutely.
That would be great.
Well, one of the first things I would suggest is to not just have a blog on WordPress.com. If you have a blog on your own hosting account with your own domain name, it gives you great search engine rankings pretty quickly and pretty easily, putting your keywords in a few specific places. When you're putting it up on WordPress.com, you're really getting search engine rankings for WordPress.com, not for yourself. And it is equally easy to use WordPress on your own site as it is to use it on the WordPress.com site. To set your blog up is probably under 5 minutes. I had a little tool built for my students that I call a Gina blog installer, that even if you don't know anything about designing websites, is easy enough. It's just a matter of download a file to your computer and then upload that same file to your website. That's it. Everything else happens on autopilot, and there's even a video to show you how to do that. If you go to askggg.com/expert WordPress, askggg.com/expert WordPress, it will give you all of the plugins that you need so that you can really do some amazing things with your blog in terms of getting traffic really easily. It's got settings already set up for you, so all you've got to do is just get it up there, and then it becomes exactly the same kind of thing you're doing on this blog. It will look identical. It'll just be on your own site, not on WordPress.com. And that way you can really start using it to really distinguish yourselves in the search engines instead of helping WordPress.com to grow in the search engines.
Right. That's fantastic information. Thank you for sharing that with us.
And then the last thing I would suggest is in the sidebar of that blog, right up at the top, make sure that you get an opt-in form put in there using your autoresponder so that your blog can help you to build a list. If you really use the same system that I teach for blogging, so you've got the plugins that I recommend and whatnot in there, you should be able to get close to 10% of your blog's visitors to opt into your list. That's a huge number of visitors to opt into a list. I'm sure you're not seeing that on the blog right now. So it's a great way to both get traffic, sell products, and build a list all from one place. While you're writing your posts, keep your paragraphs really short, like 4, maybe 5 lines long at the most. A few of your paragraphs are kind of long, and you'll find that you'll get much more engagement from your visitors. They'll stay longer, they'll click more links, all those good things, and that in the end is what usually translates into sales and opt-ins.
Fantastic.
If I can help you guys with your blog, just let me know. I have a number of courses on blogging.
One of them is totally free at 30dayimchallenge.com, and it's the number 30dayimchallenge.com. Totally free. Lesson 4 is my whole process for blogging. That will help you guys a ton.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
That's great information.
But otherwise, I've been glancing through your blog, and I love the stories you guys share. Judy has a day in the life of Judy up on a recent post. What a dream life, Judy. That's all I got to say.
Well, I tell you what, I just wanted to give the readers a sense of what it's like to live a network marketing day instead of a job day.
Well, what an incredible day. And, you know, all three of you really are great writers anyway, and it really comes through in the languaging on the blog. You just don't want to stop reading. So I really recommend everyone go look at askggg.com/dreamblog and go take a look at the posts that these ladies have. Great stories.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, Rhonda, I'll let you get back in here for a minute.
That's one of the awesome benefits, and I had mentioned to Christy when I talked to her, I said, well, one of the things that will happen is we will also give you some helpful tips as well as, you know, hearing your stories and having you share with our audience. So that's kind of a unannounced bonus, I guess, to being a guest on Relationship Marketing 101.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and I know from Christy that you have like a separate site for your book and a separate site for your blog. And so, you know, one of the great things to do would be just to unify that so that you're not splitting your traffic into two different directions, and that can be very helpful.
Yes, it would. That's a great idea.
Well, so the added benefit is your blog, like I said, is really going to help you get better search engine rankings. And when you unify the two sites so that they're both on the same site, the outcome is that you're also getting better search engine ranking for the book, not just for the blog, because they're on the same site. And that will directly impact the number of sales.
Yes.
So Karen is our internet resident expert. So, Karen, did you get all that?
Yes, I'm scribbling notes furiously, so I will be able to do that, incorporate the two. So that's what, on GoDaddy, it lets you use WordPress. So am I right, ladies, that you can use the WordPress to create a website and incorporate the blog to it?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Is that the best way to do it?
It is. I don't like GoDaddy's hosting accounts. They're hard to work with. If you're going to use GoDaddy to host your blog or host your website, GoDaddy will need to install WordPress for you, I believe, unless they've made some changes in the last few months that I'm not aware of. So if you just contact them, I don't think they charge you to do that, but they usually have is set up, then you can take it over yourself. It's just because of the way that the control panel works.
Okay.
So you'll probably end up having to install your own plugins once they've put the blog up for you, but that's really not too terribly tough. If you grab that link I gave you, askggg.com/expert WordPress, there are step-by-step and even videos for using it to install a new blog or to update an existing blog to turn it into a Gino blog with my plugins and my settings. So you can use it for either thing. Just have GoDaddy go ahead and set the blog up and then use it to update that with the appropriate settings and plugins, and you should be fine. If you have any trouble at all, I'll have Rhonda get you my email address. Just connect with me, and we'll set up a time to chit-chat.
Right, and I'm here to help you as well. Yeah, you've got two of us here and very happy to assist you and help you get your message out in the most powerful way possible.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Feels good to know that we have some help of women who've gone before in this area.
Yeah. Just like anything else, when you know there's a system that works, that's proven effective, it makes it easier. Just like what you do and teach in your book with regard to marketing, it's the same thing that you know, we have available here in terms of blogging and some other aspects of creating your online presence.
Exactly. Well, that's
and
good
really
feeling.
The reason that I offer advice to you guys in the first place is I kind of look at it kind of like the movie Pay It Forward. By helping you three ladies with your blog, you're going to go on and pass it on to dozens or hundreds or hopefully thousands and tens of thousands of other people. So it's really just spreading what I already do even faster through what you guys do.
That's
the
a
ultimate
great way
leverage,
to
as I like to say. So in the show notes, Rhonda also talks about the storytelling aspects. And I want to make sure our readers really hear what is really we're being said today. Because what you guys are really doing is using the storytelling to pass on your message and help other people. And that is Rhonda's area of expertise, and we're constantly talking about using stories in so many different ways. Rhonda, why don't you talk to them about how they're using stories with their blog and how they could do that even more?
So, well, yes, using stories for your blog, for your book, for everything, even things like putting out an article that goes into article directories, speaking from the stage, certainly, as I know that you're already sharing your stories there. So those kinds of things are very helpful. As I mentioned, that's really what connects people. So in terms of ways to even make that amped up even some more, one of the things that you can do is, even if you're teaching a post, let's say that you're going to teach a post about prospecting or something like that, some particular skill, even in those posts, using a story is going to help get that message across so powerfully and so strongly. So, for example,
And through those stories, you'll find that you'll get a lot more click-throughs and a lot more sales of whatever it is you're promoting through your blog.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea. Thank you.
Yeah, stories are part of the sales because you're selling through service, as we've talked about before, and one of the reasons ladies are such a great fit for relationship marketing is that's really what you're doing by sharing the stories and by sharing through teaching women that you're just ordinary people and you can do it, they can do it.
Exactly. And it's really funny you should say that because the CEO of our company is a huge storyteller, and that's exactly what he does. He does a fabulous seminar called the Treat 'Em Right Seminar, which teaches us what the title suggests. And it's a one-day seminar, and basically about 80% of it is him teaching through stories. And you could hear a pin drop in the room. He's a master storyteller, so we need to take a page from his book and do more of that.
Yeah. It's just so cool how you're redoing that. If every single blog post begins with story, you're already starting off in a great place. And again, it doesn't matter if it's your personal story, that's fine. If it's a story of somebody in your team, perhaps, or some particular situation that people will encounter, don't be afraid to share those in every single post and just watch amazing things that happen.
Great idea. Thank you so much. I'm writing all this down. I have three pages of notes.
that's fabulous. And remember, of course, you listen to this recording anytime. You can download it. So whatever you might have missed today, you still have access to it. And I always make sure and tell people how to claim the show recording.
Well, you know, Rhonda, I want to talk a little bit more also about the company that they keep referring to.
So why don't you go ahead and lead us into that as well?
Yes, and so, yes, and I wanted to go there as well. And so share a little bit about send-out cards, if you will, and why it was that each of you chose that particular company and what are some of the most awesome things about it.
Well, since I kind of jumped in first, I'll go ahead and start. This is Judy. I first heard about send-out cards in, believe it or not, 6 years ago this week. And
oh,
yes, yes, it was brand new. And it, at the time, there was less than or just about 2,000 distributors in the whole company. It was brand new. And the company was based in a garage in Salt Lake City, Utah. And it was kind of being run on a shoestring, but our CEO, Cody Bateman, his vision was powerful and strong, and it spoke to me. And basically his vision is we are going to change the world through greeting cards. And now that may sound a little strange, but what he means by that is that his vision is there's going to be millions of people sending positive messages out to other people every day. And over time, the energy in those messages is going to make a huge difference in the world. Now, that speaks to me because I always wanted to make a difference in the world. That's why I became a counselor. And as I mentioned earlier, I was looking to retire because I'd been counseling for 25 years. But this, especially after I met the owner, this really, really spoke to me as a way to be true to my values, make money, have fun, and share it with other people and help them do the same. So it was perfect fit for me. So I got started way back when. And now, fast forward 6 years later, we have a beautiful facility. We have six of these amazing printers instead of one. There's over 100 employees in the main office, whereas before there was maybe, I don't know, three, four. And the company is extremely successful and growing like crazy, and we're in six other countries besides ours, and we're just getting started. So it's very, very exciting, and I'm just so grateful that this company found me.
Wow, you have great experience from being there from the early days.
Absolutely.
Moving on forward. Cool.
Yes. Yes, I remember. I have many fond memories of when we were just getting started and when our CEO was putting on these seminars that I mentioned a few minutes ago. There was maybe 30 to 40 people in the room. Now there's 500 to 1,000 6 years later. And I can only imagine what's going to happen 6 years from now.
It's yeah, exciting. Be running out of hotels.
Exactly. So, I mean, his vision is our company is a billion-dollar worldwide greeting card and gift company, changing the world one card at a time. That's his vision, and it's been his vision from the beginning, and it's coming true.
And do your co-authors have anything else they'd like to add about send-out cards?
This is Christy. I'd love to share how I got started in send-out cards and why. Again, I mentioned earlier that my 20-year marketing and retail career was going away to another state, and I was in the middle of a divorce. I happened to walk up to, we were at the convention center, and the Arizona Small Business Association was having their annual Small Business Expo. So many, many, many people with exhibitors' tables. And my background was in product specialty in knowledge and category management. So I'm always looking about what, you know, what new product is out on the market and why are they launching it and what's their strategy. But I walked up to this booth and I'd never heard of send out cards, and Judy was there with two other women, And I asked, what is send out cards? And when they told me, oh, we're a greeting card company, and it's online, but a real card comes out, my first response, and this was April of 2006, my first response was, thank you, but I'd never use your service. And because at the time, I was in my corporate job, working 60-hour work weeks, and the only creative outlet that I had at the time was actually making my own greeting cards by hand. So I had rubber stamps, I did calligraphy, I did embossing, I had reams of paper. And so that was my first response. And a couple months later, when I had been packing boxes to move out of my house, one of the other ladies that I'd met at the booth had called me, you know, a couple days after I had met them and left me a voicemail. I didn't call her back because I was in the middle of a divorce and packing boxes and my career was going away. So I wasn't in the mindset of I'm looking for something. And 2 months later, I had gotten settled out and I was starting to realize that I needed to reinvent my personal life and my professional life, so I'm going to join a networking group. Well, lo and behold, one of the other women that was sharing the booth with Judy, she was in this networking group that I was going to walk into the next day, and I thought to myself, oh no, that was a lady I'd never returned her phone call, and I'm not that person. So I'd said to her, you know what, I'm so sorry, I don't know if you remember me, but I walked up to your booth a couple months ago, and since then I'd missed three birthdays, had to go buy three cards at a Hallmark store for $5 a piece because all my things were up in boxes. Tell me again about this card thing you mentioned. And she said, okay, why don't I just have you send a card? And the minute I clicked the send button, I realized that my prayers had been answered. I had been praying to God, please, I want to find something that I can still utilize the skills that I've learned over the last 20 years in marketing, but I don't want to go back to a corporate job and get caught up in that rat race again. Show me something I can be really passionate about when I wake up and be excited about, but at the same time, more importantly, that I won't miss out on my daughter's life growing up because she was 3 at the time. And once I got shown that, I realized this is the most brilliant thing I've ever seen from a business perspective, too, because I looked at it from the standpoint of I didn't have to carry any inventory in my house. It's all print on demand. We have an entire staff that deals with the payroll and everything else. All I have to do is go and talk to people and show them how this product and service can change their personal life or their business or both. And so that was what struck me the most about that. And so from that point on, in June of 2006, I haven't looked back, haven't gone back to a corporate career, and just put my head down and started talking to people. And as a result, I've had the best friend of my entire life, like Judy and Karen and a few others within Send Out Cards that I've met, that have made me feel like the richest person on the planet because of my relationships. And really, that's what it comes down to. It's not our material wealth in the end. It's going to be how rich were your relationships? What did you do with your time while you were here on the planet? And so that's, and the fact that Cody Bateman, our CEO, leads with his heart is so completely different than what I lived for 20 years in corporate America, where it was all about the bottom line. It didn't matter who you were. They didn't really care about me as a person. It's just, do you have the results that we've hired you to do? And they didn't care if you didn't have a personal life. And it's a completely different show.
Yeah.
I've made that my mission, to help as many people in that arena in the corporate world that feel trapped and feel like they don't have a way out, that there is a way out. I've done it.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And we've got Christy that we haven't heard from yet, right? That was Karen?
No, this is Christy talking.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Karen is left. Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm trying real hard to get the voice and the name.
Well, you have 3 of us to learn, so it takes a little bit. My story is really different from both of the other two. I got started in 2006 at the tail end of the year. My mother-in-law had actually set up an account since the beginning of the year of 2006 because she was starting her own financial planning business and she needed a way to keep in touch with her clients. So the typical story of send out cards for a business owner. And that year, she kept telling me, Karen, you got to do this. At the time I was pregnant, we were building a house. I had a one-year-old and a three-year-old. So I just kept saying, yes, sure, I'll go look at it. And I never did. So in October 30th, my son Josiah was born. So at that time I had a four-year-old, a two-year-old, and a newborn. And I ended up in the hospital for 3 days with an infection, really bad infection. And so it was Christmas time, and I was still not feeling very well, and I needed to send birth announcements out still and Christmas cards for my husband's business. And I finally said, okay, show me the send-out card thing. And so she did, and I signed up on the spot, never had the slightest intention of building a business. I didn't even know what that was. I just knew I loved this, and I was going to use it all the time. And I did. I sent out birthday party invitations and cute uploaded pictures of Megan and sent out cute thank you notes and sent out hundreds of cards that first year just for fun. So then towards the tail end of 2007, I had sent out Pampered Chef party invitations, and my Pampered Chef lady said, okay, I have to use this. So she signed up for an account, and I thought, huh, wow, that was a nice deal. We'll check in the mail. And that was the end of 2007, beginning of 2008 was when we started to see the market kind of going down in Arizona. My husband is a contractor. He builds homes. So we knew all kinds of people who had either not had work for several months, or even some people at that time, even already at the beginning of 2008, were starting to lose property. You know, they hadn't been the wisest with their decisions, and so they had bought boats and things, and they were going out of business, and Ryan knew that he had work through the end of the year, the end of 2008, but we sat down and said, we need to do something because we're not going to, you know, I didn't want to go back to work teaching, even though I could. I didn't want to leave my kids. So Kathy had gone to a convention in 2007 and was so excited about the possibility of financial freedom. She told me about Judy. She told me about Thor Nadler, and I just thought, that no way. I did some research, and I just got so excited about being able to share this with people. And so, you know, I shared it with my mom, and now she's building a team. And it's just been so fun to have this kind of family business, my mother-in-law and my mom, and just really making a difference out there. It has really made a difference in our lives because, as we all know, the market in Arizona for building is just after 2008, Ryan didn't have any work, and we ended up moving to Texas so that he could continue to build. And so it really made a difference in our lives having that income coming in every month and knowing that we have hope. It doesn't matter how bad things look in the marketplace. We have send-out cards, and there's a vision and a dream there, and we are going to get through this, and we have financial freedom waiting for us just on the other side. And so it's been amazing. And I'm so blessed to be, you know, on Beauty's team and to have Christy in my life. It really is an amazing company.
Linda, isn't it cool to hear such vastly different stories about how the same type of business really changed lives?
That's the beauty of our company, is it's really touching people in the way that they need, whether it's personal or business, but it always connects the person to be more kind and more thoughtful. Even though that's who they are really on the inside, we let ourselves get busy, and we don't take the time to tell people small things that are free. This is what you mean to me. I appreciate that you did that. It's free to tell somebody that, and yet we don't take that opportunity every day to do that. And I think that that's something that all three of us feel great about, is that we're agents for change, really, in the world, in helping people to be more kind.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Christy.
And, you know, every person I've ever met that has been in send-out cards has said almost those exact words to me at one point or another. And I think it's such a cool business because it really is something that if people really did, it would make the world a much better, much nicer, much happier place to live in, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
You know,
and I was just going to say, that's what Cody Bateman had in mind when he started the company. That's what he means by changing the world one card at a time, and he intends to do it, and it's already started.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I'll never forget the first time I got a send-out card. One of my friends had sent my husband and I a send-out card for our anniversary, and it was our friends Doug and Terry Champagnier. And when I got this card and I opened it, I'm like, holy cow, they don't have time to send cards. And I handed it to my husband to read the card, and they had written something in it which got printed with their handwriting font, not, you know, a typewritten font. And Bill all of a sudden realized that it was printed that way, not something that they hand wrote. And he's like, honey, you got to see this. This is handwriting, but it looks like a computer did it. And we were so blown away by the fact that that was even possible. We scrutinized the envelope in the back of the card, and until he pointed it out, I had no clue that they had not sat down with a pen and paper and written this message to me. It was incredibly powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It is. It's cool.
So,
I just sent a card to my dad.
Okay. What I was going to say was imagining that experience happening.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, imagine that exact experience happening thousands and thousands, 50,000 times a day or more.
Wow.
That's exactly
amazing.
What we're doing. That's what we're doing now. At Christmas time, it was a lot more than that. But eventually, it'll be a million times a day. And it's so exciting. It's so exciting.
And unlike most network marketing companies, this one, especially for women, all you've got to do is send them a send-out card, and they immediately are interested when you call them and say, I have a business opportunity for you, because it is so powerful to see the send-out card.
Oh, and,
it really
and
is.
Another thing is that this is one of the few, if not the only one, where the actual product or service is cheaper than what you could find on the retail mass market.
Oh, yes.
Where a greeting card with send-out cards is 62 cents and a 44-cent stamp. So $1.06, including the stamp, that's just mind-blowing when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It really is. It's a fraction of what it would cost you to go to Hallmark, and it's a personalized message, not a Hallmark pre-written message.
Right. I was just looking at the back of a Christmas card that my dad sent to me. And it's a beautiful card, you know, from whatever, I don't want to say, a card company from the shelves, you know. I look at the back and it says $4.99.
Yep.
Wow.
I sent him a card through send out cards with pictures in it. His niece had made this specialized, it looks like a magazine cover for GQ, and it's a picture of him by the Christmas tree and all that. And it says, Ron Del Baccio, his life and music, as he sings. And I thought it was very cool. So I took that, I made that up to be on the cover. And I said, it could happen, ... And I had the picture. And then inside I put two different pictures. One is from when he was in a contest to try to sing, Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field. He didn't win the contest, but he had the time of his life doing that. And the other picture I put was him winning Chicago's Senior Idol competition. He called me excited when he got, he goes, did you have this professional meet? How did you do this? This is the coolest card. Blah, 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 blah. And he was just going on and on about how awesome this card is. And he says he's put it on his desk, and he lives in a senior complex, and so he's going to show it to everybody. And I said, oh, well, I can talk to you about making that really work for you, too. But I'm so glad that he loves the card.
Wow. After that first card I got from Doug and Terry, I do get send-out cards quite often from business acquaintances, joint venture partners, and whatnot. And people who really know me will often include in my send-out card a Starbucks gift certificate card.
because you can even use it in a way that includes little gifts like that. And every time I get one, I could tell you every single person that's done that, I never forget someone who sent me a send-out cards with a Starbucks card in the middle of it. It's a powerful mechanism that people remember.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Yep.
So how are some of the what are some of the unique ways that you ladies have used send out cards either personally or in your business? I love Rhonda's story.
This is Judy, and I'll just go ahead and jump right in here because I'm actually going to have to get off the line here in about 5 minutes to last Saturday. I went to a mini reunion of all the women that were in my class at my college who now live in Arizona. There was 11 of us, and 7 of the 11 showed up. And so I took my camera, of course, took a photo of everyone, and I just sent out last night a card with everyone's photo on it to each one of them as a remembrance of our occasion. And I know they're going to love it when they get the card with the picture of all of us on the front. And each one of those cards cost me 93 cents plus a stamp, and I was able to do it in a very short period of time. Now, if I had had to try to do that even without the picture the old way, I would never get to it. It would never happen. But it's already in the...
What a great use. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And how about Christy and Karen? What are the unique things that you guys have done with send-out cards personally or in your business?
Well, this is Christy. One of the things that I will share with you that happened when I immediately after I joined send-out cards, my relationship with my mom has changed dramatically over the last 4.5 years. Before send-out cards, again, being raised up in an Asian household, I don't know if this is typical amongst Asian households, but I get the feeling in talking with other friends of mine that it is. There wasn't a lot of physical hugging or touching and not a lot of huge verbal praise either. It was more, it was implied, you know.
And
I love you. So I don't really, you know, need to tell you. Of course I love you. And, you know, if it came to my grades, well, yeah, you got all straight A's, but what happened with that one B? You know,
right.
It was kind of like that. And so in my later years as an adult, I wasn't really comfortable telling my mom verbally or even in an email how I felt about her and the relationship that I wanted with her. So when I started using send-out cards, because she lives in California and I'm in Arizona, I wanted her to be a part of my daughter's life. And so I put pictures of myself and my daughter on the front with funny word bubbles and just saying, you know, thank you. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for supporting what I'm doing. Because she's been my cheerleader about wanting to go the network marketing route and see in an Asian community again. That is not perceived as something that's done. You know, doctor, lawyer, you know, all of that, yes, you will get the verbal kudos that you're doing something worthwhile. So she's been my cheerleader the last 4.5 years. She comes multiple times throughout the year to come and watch over my house and my daughter and me and cook for me when she knows I'm going to have many, many late nights, you know, events in a row. And so I started telling her, you know, how much I love her and how much I appreciate her and how much I appreciate she put so much love into her cooking for us because I know that's how she expresses love. And lo and behold, she starts sending me cards back and,
wow.
You know, telling me I'm proud of you and I'm just, you know you can do this and I love you and I just, you know, I miss you and Jade the minute I drive out of the driveway. And those have been priceless memories over the last 4.5 years, and I've kept every single card, and she's kept every single card of mine. So personally, that really has changed my whole relationship with my mom.
Wow, now that's a powerful story.
It is.
Yeah.
And we have one more.
Yeah, this is Karen. I think one of the things that I love about Send Out Cards is just the whole premise of it, that if you're thinking of someone or you think, you know, gosh, that person needs an encouraging word, you can send them a card. But what I started doing is sending my kids cards, because you know how kids are. They love getting stuff in the mail. And my kids now every day fight over who gets to the mailbox, thinking that maybe there's a card for them. But I would send my daughter cards, and my mother-in-law would send her cards, and my mom would send her cards, because we're all in send-out cards. So one day I went into her room, and she was sitting on the floor surrounded by cards. I mean, they were everywhere. And she was just sitting there smiling, and I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "Mom, look at all these cards." She said, "When I'm gone, I get when you're gone, Mom, I get really sad. And then I get out all my cards, and I read my cards, and I know that you love me, and I'm not sad anymore." And I just thought, you know, as a mom, that is a huge thing. My kids know that that I love them. I mean, they know I love them anyways, but they have this tangible proof, you know, in their little hearts that even if I'm not there, I love them, and they can get out their cards, and they all have a collection of cards in their cubbies, and it's a big old stack of cards that they have, and it's just a record of their lives. It's pictures of them on them and pictures of me and them, and it's just, that is really important to me as a mom. And I think to my mom and my mother-in-law too, they know the power that those cards have in sending that positive encouragement to our kids. And I think it's just a powerful tool for any parent or, you know, anybody who knows a child. To send them those cards just makes a huge difference in their life.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And that's also a great story.
Yes. Love it. Now, there's a way that I am just getting ready very soon to actually use send out cards, and that is to reach out to catalog companies that would be right for any one of my books, with a picture of my book cover on the front and a message for how to get more information and carry my book in their program. And I know that by sending a physical card, it's going to definitely catch people's attention, because it doesn't look like a business letter. It's not an email. And so I will let you know how that goes. But I know that if you're trying to reach out to maybe the media or bookstores or companies or whatever, nothing will get someone's attention like a card.
This is Christy. And, you know, just to tag on to that thought from a marketing perspective for all the authors and potential authors that might be listening to this show, the statistics have been shown that email blasts have a 15 to 17% open rate at best. And sending a personalized greeting card, like through send out cards, with an actual first-class stamp, not bulk stamped, has a 97% open rate. So to your point, from a marketing standpoint for aspiring authors to get their work out there to the world, they have a huge, huge advantage over any other type of marketing material.
Mm-hmm.
That's
absolutely
an incredible statistic. Wow, what a difference.
Yep. And I would suspect that the email blast open rates are even lower than what you've quoted based on things that we know, wouldn't you, Gina?
Yeah, I would. I think those are a couple years old. I think right now it's actually closer to 10 to 12% tops. In a really outstanding campaign, you might get 10 to 12.
Yeah, it's 6 to 8 is probably more of the average, and 10 to 12 more the outstanding.
Yep, I definitely agree with that, Rhonda.
Right, so think about going from, let's just say, 10% to be generous, going from 10% open to 97, and think of what that's going to do to getting people to take the action that you want them to take and realize the difference that that can make. Another thing I did for an author who is a friend of mine, and this is Scott Armstrong, who's been on our show, the co-author of the Best Affirmations Handbook. I sent him a card with the cover of his book, and a bubble on there that said bestseller when 1 million copies sold. And I told him inside, put this on your vision board. He still has that up there.
That's cool.
He has that as his vision.
that I gave him is the result that he wanted. I gave him a physical manifestation of what that would look like.
That's great. This is Judy. If you don't mind, I'm going to jump in here and say one more thing, and then unfortunately I'm going to have to leave this wonderful show that we're doing. One of the other things I wanted to say as far as business is concerned is that it's very important to keep your name in front of the customers you do have for any type of business owner, and because otherwise they might forget about you. In fact, there's a statistic that says that for every month you do not stay in front of your customers in some kind of way, you lose 10% of your influence. So if you did the math, after 10 months, they forgot about you, or they think you forgot about them, which is even worse. So with send out cards, it's very, very simple to send a card, set up the system to send a card a month or every other month or whatever interval you choose. And that way your client receives something from you on a regular basis. They remember you, and they remember you fondly because you just sent them something positive in the mail that is personal, and they will never forget about you. In fact, it turns regular clients into raving fans and forever customers. So I just wanted to make sure that got in there.
Judy, and thank you for being here as well. It was really our pleasure having you as a guest today.
I want to thank you so much for asking us. It's just been wonderful to be on the show, and thank you so much for all of those wonderful ideas about the blog. That's very exciting to me, and I just really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show, and I hope to meet you one day.
Well, I do as well. Next time I'm going through your neck of the woods, I will definitely get in touch with you.
All right. Thank you so much. And I'm going to check out now. Bye-bye.
Bye to Judy.
And I want to add one thing there to the comment Judy just made about each month that passes, you lose 10% of your influence. Not only is that a big issue, but here in the United States, if you're sending email messages, we are controlled by something called the Can-Spam Act. Under the Can-Spam Act, you must have permission to send an email to someone in the first place. If you let 90 days pass without communicating with that person by email, the law says that you lose the right to continue emailing them unless they resubscribe again. So not only are you going to lose your influence, if you're not communicating with your customers on a regular basis, you actually lose the right to contact them again after 90 days. What a great thing to use send out cards for if that should happen, so that you can then get them to opt back in and have a way to make sure that 97% of them are going to see the message.
That's a great statistic. Thank you for sharing that, and thank you for letting us know about that Can-Spam Act.
Yeah, because that's really, really a big, big issue here in the States that causes millions of dollars worth of fines if you violate it. And send out cards is a great way of getting around that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Linda, you were going to say something. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you.
Oh, no, that's okay. I was just making sure that people knew it, that we still, of course, had Christy and Karen with us, and it was just Judy that was leaving and our show wasn't over, and you know, and that kind of thing. But it's, you know, to me, one thing that I notice people crave more than anything is a personal contact. An autoresponder email, you know, certainly you want to personalize that, but it's not the same thing at all as getting a card. And people really crave acknowledgement and recognition and being remembered. And so this is a beautiful way to do that. And make sure that you're... And they have lovely gifts, too. My aunt is a raving fan of the brownies that I've sent her for her birthday. And if I talk to her, she mentions those brownies. And so I'm like, I got to send her some more again. I just talked to her a few days ago. I'm like, oh, she wants some more brownies. Okay. You know.
Well, you know what we've neglected to do? We haven't told our listeners where to find Send Out Cards, Rhonda.
You can go to sendoutcards.com.
/thestorylady, and you will find send out cards. And you can click onto it in the show notes. There's a link there as well. And that's how you can check it out. And you can even send a card on me. But I would love to make sure you connect with me so that I can be personal with you should you decide to send a card.
Great. Thanks, Rhonda.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for one of our listeners who's sitting here going, you know, I've always thought about network marketing, but I really don't know where to start. What do you, Christy and Karen, recommend for those people who are interested but not quite sure how to get going with this?
Karen, do you want to take that one?
Sure. I was going to say, you know what, they should get our book because the book goes step by step through finding a company, you know, telling what to do. It's all the way through that first process of, hey, what should I do? And so it helps you brainstorm, and there's little worksheets at the end of each chapter so you can answer questions, and kind of it kind of guides you through. So that's one recommendation that I have, is to get the book and see and just follow our guidance there, because we kind of try to step next to the reader and walk with them through that whole process.
Rhonda,
they
do how do they do that?
Really?
How do they get the book? I'm sorry, didn't everybody talk at once? We're going to send you to Amazon.com. You can find it on EagleOnePublishing.com, but right now the site, they're upgrading the site. So if you go to the site right now, it's not going to work for you. So you can also find it on Amazon.com. Just do a search for License to Dream and one of our last names, O'Higgins or Palmer or Lee, and you will find it.
And
also in our show notes, so you can click onto it right from the Blog Talk Radio platform so that you can find it there and be able to pick up License to Dream.
And for those of you that are into the e-books, it's available on Kindle and Nook and the iPads and things like that, and that will be available on Eagle One Publishing at the end of this week.
Very good. Oh, I'm going to go look at your listing on Kindle because I know a few killer insider techniques for that, so I'll check it out, and if you need to tweak it, I'll let you know.
Fantastic.
So, I don't own a Kindle, but I became a bestseller on Kindle, so I'm very disposed towards it now.
And any other advice that we can share on the air about how to get started other than get the book?
Yes, this is Christy. I do have some suggestions. One of the things that I've found in meeting a lot of people in networking situations and seeing what company they've actually chosen, I think the most important thing is to find something that you resonate with. And what I mean by that is somebody that tends to be an analytical thinker, for instance, they might resonate with a company that is very technology driven or very data driven. And I've found people that have found what they resonate with, and you can tell they love it and they live and breathe their company and they believe in it. And I've also met a lot of people, unfortunately, that just emotionally made a decision to join a company for whatever reason, because it was a friend or what have you that asked them, and they're so out of balance with their decision. You can tell they're not passionate about it. They aren't happy to talk to you about it, and they're very uncomfortable. The whole energy behind them is uncomfortable, and it makes everybody they talk to unsettled and uncomfortable, and they wonder why they're floundering in what they're doing, and they wonder why they're not excited to get up in the morning and share their business opportunity. So I think that's one of the most important things that I can recommend outside of, you know, like Karen said, you know, finding a guide, like a book or something to guide you through it. What speaks to you? What makes you excited?
Yeah, well, and to add on to that, too, this is Karen, is the way I got started in send out cards is I loved the company. And I loved it so much that I just naturally shared it with people. And that was when I realized that I needed something that was my first instinct, was to go with a company that I already knew and loved. And most of us, I think most people know about some network marketing company. Most people, you know, whether it's Pampered Chef or Send Out Cards or whatever, there's something that they know about and maybe are even using, a product they love already. And so a lot of times that's all you need to do is look at the products that you already love and use and tell people about and just find out how to get started.
And the other thing that I can suggest is for people that are going to join referral groups such as BNI, which stands for Business Networking International, a 27-year-old worldwide networking group, if you're going to be in a type of group like that where they ask you to stand up every week or every time that you meet and do a 30-second or what's called a 60-second commercial about you and about your business, I would take a look at who you're speaking to in that group, and is my product or service going to appeal to the widest number of people in the room. For instance, I've seen this happen where potentially a makeup type item, you know, you've got 50% men and 50% women in the room, and somebody stands up and does a commercial about makeup. Well, you see the men, naturally, they're disinterested, and they start texting or looking at their watch, or, you know, you could see they're not focused and paying attention. So there's a lot of things that we share in our book that helps the reader that's looking for the right opportunity and wants to have the best results. You know, those are the things that people need to think through, but they don't normally, because again, it's an emotional purchase on the front end.
Right. So you're talking about find what makes you excited, and that's going to tap into your passion. You know, if you're excited about something, you're going to be willing to put the time and energy in that it requires to get any business going.
Exactly, because people want to join a team. If you really are interested in joining a network opportunity and want to be successful at it, then you want to know that people are going to want to join you on your team. That's really what one of the ultimate goals is. And people, if they see your energy is low or they see that you're not excited about it, that most people will say no thank you. They might like the idea of your product and service, but they're going to feel your energy, and they'll say no thank you.
Mm-hmm. Very good. It's amazing that we were almost out of time, how fast this goes, right, Gina?
I know. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. I want to say a big thank you to all of our guests. Gina, were you going to say something?
Yeah, but let me mute while my mom's phone's ringing. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I just wanted to thank our guests one more time, and the book is License to Dream. You can find this on our show page by just clicking the book cover, or it's also I've linked to it in the show notes, or you can find it up on Amazon.com and also on Kindle, and you've mentioned Nook as well, and Barnes & Noble and so forth. So you can get License to Dream. They do a beautiful job of walking you through step-by-step everything that they are talking about, not only the how-to side, which is very important, very step-by-step, but also with their powerful, powerful stories, which we've heard many awesome stories. And I'm so excited that you came and helped us talk about the power of dream. And everyone has a license to dream at all times, of course. We want you to dream. It's that next logical step in everything we've been talking about throughout 2011.
Well, thank you so much, both of you, for allowing us to share some of our insights. And we really appreciate the time that you spent with us this morning.
Well,
pleasure,
and we really
sure.
appreciate you as well. So, again, thanks for being here. And Rhonda and I will be back next week on Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk.
Yeah.
So have a wonderful week, everyone, and we will see you back here next week, same time, same place.
Thank you.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.